That's all. Ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Lum and his band of men walked back to the city, bearing with them the town records they had stolen. It was for them an admission of defeat, and they returned with Gotti, imagining some new way to wrest control of their city from the women. However, as they entered the town, they were met by a large delegation of women who immediately put all the men on their guard. Well, you'll soon see what happens next. Friends, traditionally, Saturday night is the night for everyone to have a good time. And that's why we suggest you check up on your Alka-Seltzer supply before you start your evening's fun. You see, sometimes after an evening out, you overindulge and stay up late, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer ready in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. You can get Alka-Seltzer from your favorite druggist in either the large 60-cent family size or the 30-cent Get Acquainted package. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. But whichever size you choose, be sure you get genuine Alka-Seltzer. And remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. So get a package now. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if you look in our little community today, we find Bob and Abner back in their gotten-down store, still a little dazed by the events of the preceding day.
Listen. Granger, I never was surprised in all my life when them women come rushing down the street. I thought sure they was ganging up to run us back out of town again.
Why, sure, I expect them to start throwing rocks or something.
And here they was running to meet us, welcoming us back with open arms.
Yeah, they were.
I thought Miss Quincy was going to strangle Ulysses there. Grabbed him and started hugging him. Did you see that?
Oh, I couldn't see nothing. They was about to have half Nelson on me, wrestling me around the street there like I'd been going a year instead of just a few days.
I know it. I seen you. I thought you were going to dance. All them women were sure glad to see us. I thought Miss Emmeline was going to shake my hand clean off.
Well.
You know what I was, Abner?
Now, what?
Oh, I reckon I oughtn't even tell it.
Well, what is it?
I wish I'd have had enough nerve to throw my arms around Miss Emily right then and there.
Well, why didn't you do it?
Abner, for goodness sake, sit talk.
Well, what's wrong with that? Nobody would have noticed it. They'd all so happy to see one another laughing and crying and carrying on.
Abner, there's certain boundaries over which no man can step and keep his self-respect.
Well, if you want my opinion...
I'd rather not have it.
Well, I was just going to say
you it. Say too much. Fact is, you might not ruin everything yesterday for trying to say too much. Just a lucky thing I got you stopped in time.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. When we come back into town yesterday, we wasn't coming as the conquering heroes the women take us for. We was coming back as defeated men, whipped.
I know we weren't. That's what I was trying to tell Elizabeth if you butted in.
Yeah, but the way things turned out, that's the one thing we never wanted women to know.
It was the truth.
I know it was.
All us men had voted to give up and come back to town with them. Told all them town actors back with us.
I know all of that.
They got us to make us bring the post office records back, because if we didn't, we'd get in trouble with the United States government.
Yeah, sure, but listen, Abner.
We all admitted we was late, so we was going to have to figure out some other way to fight the women. Ain't that right?
Well, yeah, that's all true. But don't you see, after the way the women welcomed us, there was no need to fight them no more. We won the battle.
Yeah, hooray for us, hooray.
You might not ruin the whole thing by shooting off your big mouth.
Long, you've always told me to tell the truth.
Well, that's right. You ought to tell the truth. But there's times when you can use your head about it. If the women folks think one thing, well, that ain't our fault. They think we come back to take over the town, so let it go with that.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to do that. I'm just happy the way things are.
Well, so's everybody else, so let's just keep it that way.
I tell you, Lum, you just don't know how wonderful it is to have Elizabeth out at mayor's office and back home again.
Yeah, I reckon so.
You just ought to have seen the victual she cooked up for me last night.
Nice,
huh? Oh, the best board I ever sat in my whole life. Hmm. She fixed a meal there that any man would be proud to draw a chair to. I thought I never would get done eating.
Well, my regular bed sure felt good to me, too.
Three kinds of pie, open face, cross bar, and kipper. Had fried chicken, biscuits, gravy. Oh, good.
Sounds good.
Oh, never asked so much fly, I can't believe.
Well, that bed feels good over at my place after sleeping on that daddy clean ground.
Yeah.
You can be sure of one thing. I ain't never going on another camping trip if I live to be 146 and a half years old.
I'll amen that myself. Believe I'll even cancel my subscriptions to the Field and Fisherman Quarterly.
Yeah, sure is nice to live in comfort again.
Oh, just love it.
I'm still kicking myself, though, that we never come back to town long before we did.
Well, you never wanted us to. You kept saying we had to stay up there and fight it through to the finish.
Yeah, but I never know that when, what I know now.
Uh-huh.
Well, Elizabeth told you the same thing. If we'd have come home the day after we left, they'd have welcomed us back with open arms just the same, even then.
Yeah, Elizabeth did say that, yeah.
They'd want us to come back, but couldn't bring themselves to admit it.
Bless her heart. Bless.
So, actual, we went through a lot of suffering up there that we never needed to.
No.
But I reckon it don't matter none. That's all over, and we win the complete bit.
Yeah.
From now on, though, there ain't going to be no doubt about who's running things in this town.
Well, it's just good to get that settled. Who is running things?
Why, her son, of course.
Oh, good job. Hooray.
Women has learned her lesson. Learned it once and for all.
Hooray, hooray.
They know now who the master's there.
That's good.
They know that we've got the reins it takes to run a town. And when women get to the place where they know that, well, then you've got a good community.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Man is a natural-born leader of all of us. And when you try to change that, well, you got trouble on your hands.
Yes, sir, Dogan, we are the leaders.
We men was born to rule.
Yes, sir.
The leaders,
yes,
the dominators, the super sack.
That's us.
We're the head men.
Yes, sir, we boss are the head men. Sir, Dogan, there comes another one of the super rulers up out there right now.
Huh? Can't have his shoes. Oh, man. Bounder, he's a happy man now that he's the master and he's home once again.
Oh, Bounder, be him. Howdy, Grandpap, old boy. Dogies, ain't it wonderful?
Yeah, happy ever.
Ain't it wonderful to be running things again in your home and your woman and all?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell the pigeon gold where it is. I've got things back to where they used to be over at my place. Jimmy, that's the way I'm going to keep it from now on.
Me too, Grandpap. Us men was born to be leaders. Yes, sir. Born
to
be leaders.
Get your stabbing lady like you were.
We're the ones that's giving out the orders around this town.
Yes, sir. Be boxer. Yes, sir. Oh, say, speaking of orders, there's a batch of stuff Charity sent me over here to get.
Yeah, sure, what is it? We can sure use the business.
Yeah, we sort of lost money while we were setting up there on that hill.
Yeah, what all are you supposed to get, Grandpap?
And here, she wrote it down for me.
Let me see.
I never recollect half this stuff myself. Here's a list right here.
I'll make it out. Let me see it. It's right so big for I ain't hard of hearing.
Sure is good to be the head of the house again.
Oh, it's the only way to have it. What's this here third item on the list here, Grandpap? Let me read that hand scratching.
Yeah. Which one?
Right there. That's
canned shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
I thought you never liked them things. You said they made you sick.
Well, they do. I can despise them myself.
Well, what Charity get them for then?
Oh, her sister-in-law's coming for a visit. That's one of her favorite idols, Charity said.
Oh, I see. So, you're going to have them anyway.
Yeah. I put my foot down, but it weren't no use.
No use. Starting to fuss over nothing. What sister-in-law's that?
You know, Mad.
From Hatfield?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hatfield Mad. He recollects her.
Yeah.
Got some new teeth and wants to show them off, I think.
Yeah, sure. I recollect her. She's the one that you said you'd go and move out of the house if she ever come for another visit.
Yeah, that's the one. Same one. Hatfield Mad.
You going to move out?
Of course not. Not when I've just got my home running to suit me again.
Oh, well, I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, what I say goes in that place. It's the way I want it.
You and me both. Yes, sir.
We're living in the house if I can be master of
it. Ain't even living in the house at all.
Well, Freddy says, my life is my own, and... Was that your ring?
I believe it was, what it is.
Jimmy, that might be Charity. I better get on home. Tell her I left about a half hour ago.
Well, here, wait a minute, Grandpap. Where are you going? Well, here, Grandpap, just a minute. He run out of here before we ever get in the groceries, even.
Yeah, he was
in a hurry.
Oh, he was in a hurry. Her hands up. Tell her we'll send the groceries over there.
Yeah, all right, I'll talk to her. Hello, John, I'm down store. Everybody's going to talk to him. Oh, what is it, Elizabeth? We're going to do what? Well, now, just a minute, Elizabeth. Well, all right. I'll tell you one thing, though. I ain't going to wear my necktie wear. Well, all right. I'll wear it, but I ain't gonna wear my gutter, that new one. Well, that's better. All right, I'll be home early. Goodbye. Pack of cornmeal. Goodbye. Oh, I reckon I sold her a thing or two.
Yeah, that's the only way I am.
That blame right it is.
What do you have to do?
Oh, gotta go over to Grandpappy Spirit and take supper with him. Count out that old, what's her name, Madge. Hatfield Madge, you call her, please.
That's too bad.
Why don't you go on with us, son?
Oh, I could do that. First place, I wasn't invited.
Well,
in the second place, I wouldn't go no place I never actually wanted to. I live my own life. I'm a master of my fate.
Well, I am too, but, well, I'd still have had you go along with it.
Well, I couldn't go even if I wanted to. That's some work to do.
Work? At the store?
No, over to the schoolhouse.
Huh?
Yeah, I sort of promised Miss Emmeline I'd go there this evening and grade some school papers for her.
Oh, he's going to be at Miss Emmeline tonight, huh?
No, she ain't going to be there.
Huh?
She's invited to spend the evening with the Farmeroys.
Well, ain't you going to see her at home?
Oh, I suppose I could later on, but I've got to get home and start writing that article for the county paper.
What article that one?
The one telling about how us men has been back behind rich from the women, and that from now on we're running things with arm and fist.
Well, I thought Squire Skip wrote up them articles for the paper.
Well, he general does, but he won't have time this week. Has to help Miss Skip with the spring cleaning.
Oh.
You see, I reckon that'd be a good way to start that article. Men of Pine Ridge, masters once again. I'll see you.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder exactly who did win Pine Ridge's Battle of the Sexes. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Have you ever noticed that the hours of the night seem unusually long and you can't sleep? Yes, sir, the sleepless hours when you lie in bed tossing and turning seem to stretch into eternity. Well, when you experience one of those nights, try Miles Nervine. You see, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild, but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may occasionally keep you awake. It's been making good in thousands of homes for almost three-quarters of a century. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product made with scientific skill in Miles Laboratories. Just remember, for a good sleep when you're wakeful and restless from nervous tension, it's Miles Nervine you want. Nervine. Miles Nervine.